the Buffalo Springfield here on K-Tide. Mr. Soul. Got Roger Durling here in the studio talking about the Spiff. Santa Barbara International Film Festival. Hey, Roger, is anybody around the, you know, staff referred to it as the Spiff, or am I the only one?
You're probably the only one.
You think it'll catch on?
No.
Spiff.
Anybody calling you Durls yet?
I used to be called Durls in high school, so I find it pretty odd that you remember. That, yeah. You know, you heard that.
I got to give Joe credit for that one. He came in today and said, yeah, I got a meeting with Durls. I said, who's Durls? Oh, Durling. Oh, yeah.
That's anyway, pretty funny.
It sort of stuck. Like Spiff. Yeah. Nah, that might just be my deal.
That is just your deal.
February 2nd through the 12th, the 21st annual, is it?
The 21st.
Yeah, because last year was the big deal about the 20th, obviously.
Yeah.
21st? Roger's the man. So what can we expect? I think we did a good job just talking about the Santa Barbara International Film Festival in terms of what it does for Santa Barbara, why is it good to have it, and the great job you've done turning it around the last 3 years. What's new? What's different? What's what can we get excited about other than, you know, Shirley...
Shirley MacLaine.
I'm excited.
We're going to have a Golden Girls reunion
All
on
right.
stage.
I'm excited about that.
B. Arthur, Rue McClanahan.
I'm excited about that.
Dixie Carter is also going to be stopping by.
Oh. Hot. She is hot right now. I don't know if you've seen. Durling, seriously,
yes,
what are we getting excited about?
Well, I mean, the films, I think, is the best lineup that we've had in years.
Really?
You know, the opening night, as I said, Robert Town, legendary filmmaker, Academy Award winner, the world premiere of his new film, Ask the Dust, with Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Closing night, Thank You for Smoking, Jason Reitman's, you know, the son of Ivan Reitman. The film is terrific. You know, you've heard the controversy about the, you know, that Katie Holmes had a sex scene in the movie. And
yeah.
then when it was shown in Sundance, the sex scene disappeared. I was talking to Jason last night. He was guaranteeing me sex. He was
saying it's in the film.
It's in the film.
I'm excited about that.
In Santa Barbara. Yeah.
There was Selma Hayek, hot sex scenes. This is all shaping out real nice for the.
Yes. as you know, I'm a total film geek, and the film lineup is really, really strong. You know, we do great documentaries, great foreign films, and then we have for you people like you surf films that are some
people
really.
Like me.
Yeah, you're people, Matt.
Surfer.
You know, low IQ, bottom feeder individual.
Yeah, people that don't read subtitles.
Yeah, don't read at all. What was your favorite movie this year that you saw? 2005, best film?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
I'll turn in my man card.
Yeah. Hey,
it
you know what?
Great,
you're not alone.
Yet.
I mean, I haven't seen it, obviously, but you're not alone. Well, 7 Golden Globe
nominations. Do you want to go with me and see it? I'll take you out.
Yeah.
You know, my wife couldn't even pull that deal, Roger.
Why?
And as much
you know, watching a movie is not going to turn you gay.
I'm not afraid of
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Wow, Roger. Way to stick it to the man here. No, you know what? I don't know. I made this point on the air. Even if it was Heath Ledger and Selma Hayek, I still wouldn't be interested in seeing that storyline. Doesn't matter. I would be uncomfortable. I think there's some hot man love in the movie, and I might be a little squirmy. I'll be honest. But
but why would you be squirmy?
He hates westerns. He said this.
And I don't like westerns
he
either.
He hates them.
Yeah. So it just doesn't seem like my cup of tea. But I'm definitely.
I think I would respect you more if you went to see it, and then we can sit around and talk about it and say, you know, I really hated that movie, and I was uncomfortable watching it.
I think that's a great idea.
I
bet
you.
I think it's a really good idea.
Okay, okay. I'll go see it. Hey, Steve, if you come and Joe, you come as well.
I haven't gone yet.
I will sit.
Let's all go.
You know, make
okay.
sure that you're okay. You know.
Listen, are you going to have time to see this anytime soon? Because
I will make time for this.
You know what? It's going to be in the movie theaters for a while.
Okay. I mean, any time next week before the film festival first show,
we
can go and sit
down.
There and watch it.
Put it on the calendar.
All right, I tell you what, Durling.
I will pay for all of you guys to go.
Oh,
We're going.
Now I'm definitely going.
Well,
all right.
Good.
Are you more of a Gyllenhaal guy or a Heath Ledger guy?
You mean type?
Yeah, like which one appealed to you
Jack,
more?
Jack Twist or Innes?
Yeah.
Probably the Innes Delmar.
Got it. All right, that's it's a date, Raj.
And I should say, we're talking about Brokeback Mountain, but Heath Ledger will be in town as
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
By the way, my wife's going to be pissed because I wouldn't go see Brokeback Mountain with her.
You're going to be sleeping
on the
couch for a while.
You're going to be so... But this is different. I mean, an invitation from the Roger Durling, the man about town. This is, you know, it's like an opportunity for me to hang out with a superstar.
Yeah, we should have all your listeners show up and watch you watch the film.
Watch me watch
I
a film.
I love where Roger's going with this. I love this.
Easy on the
pitch,
Roger.
We should set up a time.
Best day on the show ever.
I promise we'll set up a time.
Somebody has an independent tells time, so we can set up a date right here.
We have independence downstairs.
Yeah. You actually want to set up the time?
I think we should set up the
don't
time.
Don't you think we should
spend
this
promote it? That we're
valuable.
All going to watch Brokeback Mountain.
Don't
and
you
get
think...
as many people out there that haven't seen the film that are nervous like you. Because it may turn them gay or...
Durls,
I will ask that we see a matinee because...
No, it will have to be a matinee.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You're also putting words in my mouth now because I never said I was nervous to see it. I said I might be uncomfortable when the man love
was
happening.
Mel's is right across the street, man. We'll be all good.
I've seen the film several times, so like I can warn you when the sex scene is going to happen. So you can cover your eyes.
Let's go get the popcorn, man. Yeah.
That is not part of the Brokeback experience, Roger. I don't want to be warned. I want to just take it all in.
Take it all in. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah.
So when are we going?
You do the research on that and figure out a time next week, during the week, and we'll go see it after the show sometime with Roger's schedule. The matinee.
Tuesday or Wednesday, preferably,
okay.
Before
Tuesday
opening night.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right.
Can I ask you, Roger, because I want to take advantage of having you here. What about the conversations with and the workshop?
I don't know how to quit you.
Roger's just giving me the business.
He sure
one,
is.
Two. All right. Your question, Julie?
My question was, is this year there's a lineup of conversations with and also workshops, which if you can promote that a little bit, just because it's my favorite part, I think.
Okay.
I went to about three or four of them last year.
This year we're gonna I think a lot of people dig those.
The panels, yeah. We usually have like...
A lot of people think gum is food, go to those workshops.
Yeah. And some people think that watching a film will turn them gay, but...
Oh, darling!
Usually have, in the writers panel, we usually have all the nominees for Best Writer Academy Award. Last year, we had Charlie Kaufman, and, we had... the guy that wrote Alexander Payne, who wrote Sideways, this year in the
starting to sound writer, like me, darling.
This year in the writers panel, we have Larry McMurtry, who wrote Brokeback Mountain, and
you are there.
Yes, that's my workshop.
Yeah. Usually, even we have the nominees in the writers, directors, producers panel. So, that's a pretty exciting thing to go see. And in the conversations here, we're going to have Felicity Huffman, who is in Transamerica. She won the Golden Globe for Best Actress in the Drama. We're going to have Maria Bello from History of Violence doing a Q&A.
Hey, Roger. All this information, it's wonderful. I worry about it, one ear out the other with people that are just trying to soak it in. Is there a place, because there used to be like this film festival office that you guys had downtown, and you could go pick up like the full schedule, you could buy some advanced tickets. Is there a place people can go or a number to call to just get that information?
Well, best thing, the website, sbfilmfestival.org.
That's
it has
right.
all the info in there, and it has all the details and times, et cetera, and even has photos. And it's really accessible, just as ktie.com is.
Very good. I love Roger. Perfect part of the show. Hey, I'm also excited you're going to be coming in and giving us updates and telling us,
sure.
Hey, don't miss this tonight. This is a big deal because for people like me, as you put it, that's all we can think about is like 6 hours in advance.
Yeah, we got short-term
memory.
You can't even remember what it's called. It's called STML, baby, and we suffer. Anyway, Roger, always a pleasure. We have a date next week for Brokeback.
Yes, either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You should announce it in the air and the time.
All right, we will.
I'll be there.
It's only about an hour and 45 minutes. We'll warn people when the scary parts come on.
Don't warn me. Jake Gyllenhaal without a shirt off is a treat. I love it.
I'm with Julie on that. I'm not excited about the film. I was never excited about the film, and not because it's a gay film. It's just it's a gay film, quote unquote. Well, it's involving two men.
Yeah, but
stop talking, Matt.
All right, Roger, we're gonna go see it next week.
Excellent.
I can't wait.
It'll be fabulous.
So excited.
It'll be fabulous.
It'll be fabulous. Joe's in, Hasty's in, Joe, actually all of us are going to go, so we'll pick a time.
Excellent. Native Roger. Americans, we're still calling you Dances with Man.
Roger Durling in studio.
Came in with some
he, came in to, he came in to kill today. He did a little practice. I love it. All right, 9:48 here on The Early.